1966, the Lower East Side, New York. The building was humble, the membership small, yet Srila Prabhupada's vision encompassed the whole world. Amid the cacophony of a storefront at 26 2nd Avenue in New York, Srila Prabhupada had begun teaching the science of Krishna consciousness to a motley congregation drawn from the local community. Then, in his characteristically far-seeing way, he founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. "We shall call our society ISKCON," Prabhupada laughed playfully when he first coined the acronym. He had initiated the legal work of incorporation that spring while still living on the Bowery. But even before its legal beginning, Prabhupada had been talking about his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And so it had appeared in letters to India and in the Village Voice. A friend had suggested a title that would sound more familiar to Westerners, International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada had insisted, Krishna Consciousness. God was a vague term, whereas Krishna was exact and scientific. God consciousness was spiritually weaker, less personal. And if Westerners didn't know that Krishna was God, then the International Society for Krishna Consciousness would tell them by spreading his glories in every town and village. Krishna consciousness was Prabhupada's own rendering of a phrase from Srila Rup Goswami's Padyavali, written in the 16th century. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, to be observed in the mellow taste of executing devotional service to Krishna. But to register ISKCON legally as a non-profit, tax-exempt religion required money and a lawyer. Carl Jurgens had already had some experience in forming a religious organization, and when he had met Prabhupada on the Bowery, he had agreed to help. He had contacted his lawyer, a young Jewish man named Stephen Goldsmith. Stephen Goldsmith had a wife and two children and an office on Park Avenue, yet he maintained an interest in spirituality. When Carl told him about Prabhupada's plan, he was immediately fascinated by the idea of setting up a religious corporation for an Indian Swami. He visited Prabhupada at 26 2nd Avenue and they discussed incorporation, tax exemption, Prabhupada's immigration status, and Krishna consciousness. Mr. Goldsmith visited Prabhupada several times. Once he brought his children, who liked the soup Prabhupada cooked. He began attending the evening lectures, where he was often the only non-hippie member of the congregation. One evening, having completed all the legal groundwork and being ready to complete the procedures for incorporation, Mr. Goldsmith came to Prabhupada's lecture and kirtan to get signatures from the trustees for the new society. The Vedas describe that the time of the universe revolves through a cycle of four seasons or yugas, and Kali Yuga is the worst of times, in which all spiritual qualities of men diminish until humanity is finally reduced to a bestial civilization devoid of human decency. Yet, for 10,000 years after the advent of Lord Chaitanya, there is a possibility of a golden age of spiritual life, an eddy that runs against current of Kali Yuga, with a vision that soars off to the end of the millennium and far beyond. And yet, with his 2 feet planted solidly on 2nd Avenue, Srila Prabhupada has begun an International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He has many practical responsibilities. He has to pay rent, and he has to incorporate his society and pave the way for a thriving worldwide congregation of devotees. Somehow, he doesn't see his extremely reduced present situation as a deterrent from the greater scope of his divine mission. He knows that everything depends on Krishna, so whether he succeeds or fails is all up to the Supreme. He has only to try.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.